Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, should street names be decolonised? Well, a listener says Cormac, Drogheda has King Street, William Street, Palace Street and so on. May I suggest, says William, that Cromwell's Fort Road should definitely be renamed and Victoria Road in Killiney also. And George says Westminster Road in Fox Rock should be changed. Well, that's a little taste of what you feel. 51551 if you have any more suggestions, because the Mayor of London is offering grants of £25,000 to Londoners to change their street names in a campaign inspired by the Black Lives Matter protests. Sadiq Khan is seeking to decolonise and diversify road names, he says. But is this something that should be done in our towns and cities? For some expertise on Ireland's colonial past and place names, we can talk now to Dr. Kieran O'Neill, who is Usher Associate Professor in the 19th Century History in Trinity College Dublin. Professor, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much.
What's your reaction as an historian now to what's being proposed by Sadiq Khan?
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting development. You know, arguments about names and statues are almost always arguments about power. So to me, the Khan story and the Khan initiative is really part of a wider power struggle in Britain for Britain's imperial and colonial past. Yeah, it relates in some way, I think, to the post-2020 wave of contested statues and landmarks like Colston in Bristol and Cromwell in London. And, of course, the statue of Cecil Rhodes in Oxford. To me, it's a continuation of what has become quite a fractious argument across these two islands.
So would the same debate hold here, I wonder? Is there a need, should we decolonise street names in our cities and towns?
Well, as ever, it has a slightly different evolution. I mean, Ireland stops being a colony in 1800, 1801. So in Ireland, the story is slightly different. We've already had several waves of post-colonial renaming and erasure already. And that's even in the period of union with Britain.
But we still have the vestiges, don't we, of colonialism in our street names?
Yeah, there's some. And I suppose what many people don't realise is how much has been erased already. And you know, we can point certainly to instances of street names and indeed statues and monuments that refer back to imperial and British power in Ireland. But actually, I think what's lesser known is just how much was changed, you know, from the 1880s onwards as nationalist politicians begin to dominate in municipal government in Ireland, you really begin to see street renaming happening across the board. I mean, Dublin, most famously, where you find Carlisle Bridge being renamed for Daniel O'Connell in 1880, and again, Sackville Street, you know, the Grand Boulevard of Ireland, renamed in 1924 for the same reason.
Is it a positive thing that renaming, is it just sort of the way history works or the way the present day works and then becomes history, do you think? Because, you know, even from those text messages that we got in there about changing Westminster in Fox Rock or whatever it might be, William Street or King Street, I understand the reason behind it, but then are you not taking a little bit of history away? You know, you could be walking down the street and wondering why was it named that, which would lead you to the historical reason for why it was named that. And if that's just changed, then is that history gone? Or the opportunity for thinking about that history gone?
Well, that's the big debate. It's always, you know, should we leave these things to remind us of histories that are hidden or less well known, or should we take them to reflect a change in contemporary politics? I suppose when we teach this, you know, in public history in Trinity, we always think about the extent to which a statue or monument remains invisible and why it remains invisible, or why it suddenly becomes visible and all of a sudden an issue after standing for 100 or 200 years. And the reason for that is always about the politics of the city or the politics of its inhabitants. So when the politics of a city changes or the demographic structure of its inhabitants is altered, that's when the invisible becomes visible again. So, you know, most statues are somewhat invisible to the inhabitants of any given city. Most Dubliners can't name the statues that are, you know, that line up on O'Connell Street. There's a natural life cycle to a monument, and in a sense, its natural progression is to become an unremarkable reminder of a part of an accepted history. So what we see happening is when that history is contested, the thing becomes visible again and we have a conversation about whether we should keep it or not. And I think that's very healthy.
Yeah, well, Daniel in Cork, he certainly knows where he stands. He says it would be a disgrace to change the street names. History is history. We can't whitewash our past to suit today's narrative. Meanwhile, Aidan in Dungarvan says these place names are part of our history. There's a Cromwell Arch in Youghal named because it was where he passed through when he was was leaving Ireland, why change it? Mm. On that one, what do you think of that one, the Cromwell Arch, Kieran?
Well, I think nobody has a right to be honoured in perpetuity. You know, I mean, I think there's no person that has ever lived that has a right to remain in prominent public view. And if the politics of the people who have to look at that monument change sufficiently, and a majority of people find it offensive that Cromwell is honoured in Ireland, a place where, let's face it, many of his actions were disgraceful and murderous. Mm. I don't think, you know, there's a really strong argument if enough people object to it.
It's funny, as you say, politics or cities and countries change with politics. So what would you change them to, I wonder? I wonder if they were changed, would they be changed to ex-presidents or ex-Taoiseach? Could you have Enda Kenny Street or Bertie Ahern Street or Albert Reynolds Street or John Bruton? I don't know.
I think it's really interesting that you name three men and three male politicians.
Well, Kieran. I think that's
I mean, name me then, Kieran, former
Mary
female
Taoiseach. Mary Street, perhaps.
Isn't that the
Mary Robinson Street.
I'd love to know what people think. 51551. I'm just throwing that out as a suggestion, and I'm sure they're obviously worthy females as well. People can text us 51551. If they were to be changed, what would you change them to? That is the question. Look, we'll leave it there for the moment. Professor of History in Trinity College Dublin, Kieran O'Neill, thank you very much indeed.